What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. This is such an exciting day. I have probably one of my favorite people in the entire universe, Raymond Padilla, in front of me, my best friend, my ride or die. He says I'm his Gail because he likes to think that he's Oprah, but I really think that I'm Oprah and he's my Gail. So we fight over that actually like in the streets.
No, to the death.
To the death. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast with my dear friend, Raymond Padilla. Raymond, thank you for coming in.
Babe, this is wild. I can't believe I'm watching you do this. I'm so excited for you. This is a long time coming.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Or really started from SoulCycle, now we're here.
Now we're here. Also, we have to like throw back to that time you recorded a whole podcast on your own and you couldn't release it.
No, I couldn't release it because I deleted it.
Yeah.
I'll
never forget the week-long trauma that caused you.
I call Raymond at like every just real crucial moment in my life where I'm just sobbing and I'm like, Raymond, I don't know how to fix it. And then Ray talks me off the ledge, brings me back down to earth, and then like we somehow rise from the ashes.
Yeah, we do. You know what I think? That's like the only good thing my mother gave me, because my mom is the kind of person I call her when I'm like literally about to like drive my car into a wall.
Right.
And she'll be like, sweetie, take 3 deep breaths. It's the only time she's calm. Uh-huh. And I think I've learned that. Like, people will call me all the time crying, and I'll be like, okay, just like take a minute.
Right.
And then I hear the whole thing, and then I'm like, okay, well, how do you feel? Should I be a therapist? I don't want to go to school.
No, you shouldn't be a therapist. I love you. But I feel like you'd be like me, though. We would get so emotionally invested in other people's problems that we'd have to smoke a cigarette afterwards.
Yes.
And then we'd end up with like some like, you know, mesothelioma or something like that. We're just like not trying to live that life.
No, definitely
so
not.
Just a backstory for some of our listeners. Ray and I met, what, 5 years ago?
In 2014.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Five years ago. We were both working at SoulCycle. And the first day that we met, we were both working the front desk. Ray came in to fill in a position for another manager or like.
No, I had just transferred.
Oh, you had just transferred from the Santa Monica studio to the WeHo studio. And he was so sassy and rude the first day. He didn't act like he acted like he didn't want to get to know anybody's name. And I literally told my boss, I said, listen, I don't know who this Ray guy is with this salty attitude, but he needs to go.
Well, because here's the thing. I had come from a studio where everyone worked. And in WeHo, I had learned that nobody at the front desk liked to work.
Because we had razzmatazz pizzazz and we didn't need to necessarily like work.
Right, right. And what I learned in that studio was that you could get by. You know what I mean?
Charm and good looks.
Exactly.
So the next day, Ray comes into work and I literally turn to him and I say, listen, I saw that you put something. So basically, Ray wrote in a wrap up to like a boss. He was like, she is super sassy and Southern and has a deep voice, but I'm kind of here for it. Isn't that like basically what you said?
Yeah. It was something along those lines because I remember, I was like the like manager on duty.
Right.
And when I was in Santa Monica, my friend told me, okay, so every night you have to send a rap report and it like breaks down everyone's performance and like how this, whatever happened. And she's like, I always write it like People Mag. Like I give them the goss and then I also give like negative and positive feedback. And so I was like, oh, I love to goss. So I would just like be as funny as I could and write these crazy things. But with you, I like, obviously I really liked you. So I wrote something nice, but I still was like trying to be poignant that like, guys, I couldn't get anyone to work.
And see, I actually felt like a workhorse. Like, my entire life, I'm one of those people, I'm not organized, but then when I get to the job, like, just, you know, strap some hay on my back and just, like, let me do my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll cart four people around in a damn buggy.
Yeah, you know what I always think about when I think about you? Because you always say, like, oh, I have broad shoulders and my dad, like, wants me to lift a piano.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about that, you know that Diego Rivera painting where the woman's carrying all those white flowers
yes.
on her back? That's what I think of when I think of you. Because also you love a hoop and you try to be Latina.
A little
but
bit.
You're just not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I've always just, every time I go to Mexico, I just feel, like, really alive and I thrive.
Remember when your mom wouldn't go to Mexico for, like, a hot minute? Remember you were like...
Because she had a traumatizing experience in Acapulco. My mom, to this day, always tells a story about whatever I bring up. And she loves Mexico now, yeah. but she's like, I can't. I just can't tell you what happened in Acapulco. And we still haven't really gotten this, like, the straight story. But all I know is she went with some, like, she went down there with a girlfriend. It was...
On a cruise?
No.
It was just
this
a trip.
Way back in the day when she worked for the airlines. And she went on a trip, but something happened in Acapulco, and she won't discuss it.
So here's what I think is going to happen. I think Acapulco used to be, like, the spot for Mexico.
Yeah.
And then all these people were going down there and shady things were happening.
Mm-hmm.
And now people don't talk about it.
Nobody talks about it.
Nobody goes to Acapulco anymore. Now everyone goes to Cabo.
Yes.
So in 10 years.
It'll be our Cabo moment.
We'll be with our kids and they'll be like, oh, we can't go to Cabo.
Right.
Where are we going to go?
There's a lot of places that I probably shouldn't go back to. And it's not necessarily because I misbehaved, but it's just like my crew was there. You
yeah.
know, put the blame on them.
Yeah.
But going back to our story of just how we met. So the next day, Ray comes into work, and I know he wrote this, like, sassy write-up about me to our boss. And I just went up to him very bluntly because I'm a you know, straight-laced person.
Yeah.
To the point. And I said, listen, I can't tell if you're funny or not, or if you're just, like, the worst. So do you want to be my friend? Are you funny? And Ray was like, yeah, I am funny. You're funny too. I was like, okay, great. Then it's a done deal. And that was it.
That was it. But then also that, not only did you do that, but that same night, remember we had that open bar at Hakkasan and we both ended up wearing the same outfit. We both wore jean jackets and fedoras.
Yeah.
And we showed up late because we had to close the studio down. And I was also on a juice cleanse. And we don't need to tell the whole story, but I drank way too much and you thought I died.
So Ray lost his cell phone. I'm pretty sure he got picked up by the police. So the next day, the only way I knew how to get in touch with him, I didn't even have this guy's number, was I sent him a Facebook message. And he responded at like 5 p.m. And he yeah. was like, I can't talk about it. I am alive. But I just want you to know, like, I can tell that we're going to be lifelong friends because
yeah.
you sent me a Facebook messenger. Like, requests.
Yeah, but because all I had was an iPad. I had no phone. So I had
yeah.
to just, I had to communicate with people. Thank God I didn't have work that day because I wouldn't have made it.
We just have been through a lot.
yeah, yeah.
Like, we met at a time in our lives where
yeah.
you were fresh out of college. I was in, like, my mid-20s. I had just moved to LA. And we were just, like, scrappy and hustling. We're still scrappy and hustling.
We're still, yeah, you're still sleeping on my air mattress in my guest room. But we're still
No,
hustling.
Really, I am.
But yeah, we definitely met at a time where we both, I think, were, like, going through different struggles. And we just, like, tried to find the humor in all of it.
Right.
I think I met you, like, I hadn't even come out to my parents yet.
No.
And then I think you were one of the very first people who were like, so you're gay, right? And I was like, I don't even know this woman.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I like labels. Like, I did that. I did the, like, the baby mm-hmm. steps.
And I said, no, honey, it's okay. Like,
yeah.
So you're gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it was, from there on, it was just like day trips to the Valley,
mm-hmm.
going to the mall.
See, we love the Valley.
We do. I don't want to live there
mm-hmm.
because I don't feel like, you know, because we're women about town. We like to lunch. We're ladies who lunch.
Yes, we love Jones on 3rd.
We love Jones on 3rd. We love to go to a dinner. But if you live in the Valley, like, I'm not trying to pay that Uber. You
right.
know what I mean? I'm down to go there for the day and escape. But I'm not trying to Gwen Stefani and live off of Ventura Boulevard. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's not for me.
I 100% hear you. But if I want to go to, like, a Staples on Ventura Boulevard, like, I still love to go into an
yeah.
office supply store.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
No, it's not.
I smell the paper, and it just, like, makes me, like, hot and horny. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I, like, no, it doesn't do it for me. I love a nice pen. I brought my own pen today because I didn't know if I was going to have to, like, write little notes.
Right, about how much, like dark stories that you want to tell about me.
Yeah. I don't really have any dark stories, but I do have some funny ones, but I think I'm saving them for your wedding.
Okay, great.
Because I'm already working on the speech that I anticipate giving at your wedding, because it has to be appropriate. It has to be, well, it's going to be inappropriate.
It doesn't have to be appropriate. You know my audience.
Yeah, but also you may or may not have some family members that are being brought into your family from the other side who might not appreciate our humor.
Okay, my whole family's dead, basically.
Yeah.
And Jeff's Italian, so they don't even talk to half their family. You know how that is. They're
yeah.
dead to them, so
yeah.
you're good.
Yeah, yeah. But I've been, like, taking little notes of, like, things that I remember. Like, that one night, remember that photo that I had? I don't even have that photo anymore. You know what I'm talking about?
Let's change the subject. Okay, I went through a phase in my life where I thought that I could pull off those, like, hot shorts. Raymond has a photo of me. I were in a sweaty bar, and I'm sitting in a chair weirdly, and he just took the photo, and it looks like my vagina is just out. It looks like my vagina is literally to, like, one side of the shorts, but it's actually just my thigh. It's, like, a blurred photo. Regardless, if he sold it to TMZ, it would definitely look like I was just pussy-popping in a handstand in a nightclub, but it was not. It was my thigh and my butt. You know, Cardi B actually just put something up on Instagram recently.
Well, no, and then she showed her whole... She's like, that's my thighs. And then she took her pants down and was like, this is my vagina. Which, how is she getting away with putting that content on the internet anyway? Don't they flag it? Like, if I were to put up that photo, I don't even have it anymore, honestly. I might somewhere in an iPad somewhere.
You know what?
If, I don't think I do. Because my
But it's not my vagina.
No, it's not. But I just don't understand how those, like, those photos get flagged. So how is Cardi B just, like, running wild?
I have no idea. But can you put that on my tombstone? Here lies Heather McMahon. It's not my vagina, though. Just put the label up top.
Yeah. I can 100% do that.
It is really crazy. You and I have been through so much, and I feel like certain friends come into your life and, like, you know, you have, like, cycles of friends, right?
Yeah,
or you go through different seasons.
Exactly.
So when I met you, I would just move from, you know, New York, and I'm living in LA, and we're, like, working this scrappy job at this gym, which was ironic because we would get written up by HR every day because, you know, you were working at a very prestigious gym.
Yeah.
People would come in, and Ray and I would be eating, like, giant Chipotle burrito bowls at the front desk.
Well, we had to eat cheap snacks.
We were so broke.
SoulCycle pays the front desk nothing.
Uh-huh.
I remember I was shook when one of our good friends was like, oh, you guys must be making really good money. And I was like, what? And she was like, don't you work on commission? And I was like,
No.
I'm spraying these shoes for $11 an hour. Okay.
But you know what? That was character building.
It was.
Because I had come from New York where I was bartending and making, like, oodles of money.
Yeah.
And then I literally came to LA, and because I wasn't a porn star, I couldn't get a job in a bar.
Yeah.
So I had a friend of a friend who worked at SoulCycle, and she's like, no, you're, you know, charismatic. You could come work the front desk and talk to celebrities. And so when I got that job, that was my first job where I hadn't been making tips.
Yes.
I remember, okay, probably the most poignant day in our friendship is I came into SoulCycle one day. I had bought chicken. At Trader Joe's, I was at, like, the bottom of the barrel, broke. And I got the chicken back from Trader Joe's, and for some reason, it was spoiled. So I walked into SoulCycle, and I just started immediately weeping. I was like, Ray, I spent my last $3.50 on this chicken, and it's bad. And you looked at me, and you're like, babe, you got to return it.
Mm-hmm.
You said, go back. And I said, I don't want to go back to Trader Joe's. I've never had to return anything in my life that was only $3.50. And you looked at me, and you were like, you need this on your debit card. Put the chicken in the fucking bag and get in the car and go to Trader Joe's. And I was like, you're right.
God, what a time.
The chicken. It was
also
a part of our lives.
You know what I think you talked about this a while back on your Instagram. I don't know how long ago it was now, but I, like, used to think I was so large. And then I look at photos from that time at SoulCycle.
We were emaciated.
Thin. I was sick.
We will say the workout does work.
Yeah. It worked until a certain point because then everyone would, like, give us cupcakes to, like, deal with their eating situation.
Uh-huh.
And so they would give us cupcakes and cookies. And I was like, can I ever just get a free salad?
Yeah. Why isn't anybody giving us smoothies and salads? It was it was so because people were trying to deal with their own eating issue.
They were like, I don't want to eat.
So they stuffed us.
Mm-hmm.
We were like foie gras. They were like, stuff the cupcakes down the goose's neck.
I'll never forget. You know that one client that we both love that? I don't want to name names, but that fabulous gay real estate guy. And he brought in homemade, guys, do you guys love those cookies that you, like, get at, like, a Starbucks or, like, a grocery store that are, like, kind of like shortbread, and then they're, like, perfectly colored frosting, and they're in shapes. And remember, he made one for everyone with our names on them.
Yes. And but you and I had, like, 5 extra cookies
each. Yeah, we ate other people's.
Yeah, but then he also, like, gave, he's like, Heather gets 5, Ray gets 5.
Oh, we always got extra. We always got extra stuff.
And we were in a very interesting time working at this gym because how many celebrities asked me, Heather, do you do this workout often?
Oh, my God.
All the time.
Yeah.
They'd always ask us, do you do this? Like, like I'd never been on that bike before.
It was my favorite thing. It was my favorite thing when we'd go because
we'd get fat shamed.
Yeah, we'd get invited to all these, like, parties and stuff or, like, just dinners. And they'd be like, oh, wait, how do you guys know whoever this fabulous celebrity? And we're like, oh, we know him from the gym.
Right.
And then they'd be like, oh, do you? They'd, like, kind of do the up and down look, like they're checking you out, but not because they're attracted, but because they're genuinely concerned.
They're like, so wait, so you have a membership? I'm just confused.
Yeah. And we were like, yeah, we do the workout.
Yeah. We do the workout twice a day sometimes. Yeah.
But now I never go there. I can't deal with it.
I still enjoy it. I still enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. You would, though, but also it makes sense.
Can we talk about why you're so triggered?
I'm triggered because I was fired by my boss. It's the only job I've ever been fired from.
Yeah.
I sent maybe a sassy email, and I CC'd the whole staff being like,
you know now, never put it in writing.
Never put it. And we always say that now.
See, when Ray and I really want to talk shit, it's so funny. We call each other.
I call her immediately.
Mm-hmm.
She'll ask me a question where I have like a juicy answer. And if you go through the text, you'll see that there's no response. Because yeah. I've given her a phone call.
Yeah.
Because you never, after that, I never put it in writing.
Also, we don't like to text. We're like the two old ladies. Ray and I will get on the phone, three or four times a week where we talk for an hour and a half just on the phone. Like, I hate when people are like, can you just text me? Don't fucking text me.
No, call me.
Call me.
Call me. Also, if I'm driving, I can't text, so just give me a call. And here's the other thing. I want to talk on the phone because everyone always thinks I'm so sassy and such a bitchy gay. And they're like, you said this text and it meant this. And I was like, it actually didn't. I just said, okay.
See, I'm a Pisces. I'm the queen of communication. Yeah. So I just want to hear your voice. I want to hear the tone. I also like my love language is time.
Yeah.
So to me, when people spend time, whether even if it's on the phone, yeah. like our little like hour and a half, you know, while chit chats, like fill my heart with joy.
Yeah, same. My love language is getting gifts, but I just don't have enough rich friends yet.
Right.
You know what
Preferably
I mean?
Preferably like Gucci, Versace kind of gifts.
Yeah. Well, less of the Gucci because, you know, they're problematic now. People don't love
Everyone's problematic.
I know. And that's the problem with now.
Yeah.
And everything's problematic.
Right. And honestly, I want this podcast to be like a safe space where people can come and we can like, you know, say what we're really feeling.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it never comes from a place of hatred or, you know.
Well, here's the thing that I know about you is that you're the least judgmental person. And you, even if you say something that maybe comes off wrong, you're doing it at a place of like, I'm trying to figure this out.
Right.
You're always trying to figure out like what's going on,
I'm
what
curious,
the kids
George.
Are talking about.
Yeah.
You're trying to understand the languages. And I'm like, you just can't say that.
I will say this though. Okay. So I was at this festival recently and I did, you know, 99% of the messages that I get on Instagram are always positive. Like, we feel you, girl. Like, keep going. Okay. So I was at Shaky Beats, which is this music festival in Atlanta. And it's very similar to like Electric Daisy, EDC.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I was going to see one of my favorite bands in the entire world, Rufus Du Sol. But I just was not prepared for the outfits that these young kids were wearing. Now, I'm only 32, but I feel like I'm a little bit more Joan Rivers and less like Tara Reid these days.
Right. Which is a good thing for your brand.
Yes, it's a good thing. It's also a good thing for like, you know, just like my body.
Your career.
You know? Yeah, my career. So anyways.
Your nasal passages, if you will.
100%. So I'm at this festival and all these girls are just wearing thongs and like butterfly wings. Listen, live your truth. If that's what you want to do, that's great.
Yeah.
But this woman sent me a message on the internet and she was like, so, you know, I was doing live feed from the event and the concert. And I'm just showing like, what are these kids wearing? This is the outfit. Like, who let you out in the house like this? Plenty of kids were on drugs. I know that's the thing. Everybody's rolling.
I can't. Also, like, in a thong, I can't.
No. So this woman sends me a message, and she's like, concert should be a safe space for people to experiment and be themselves. And I said, hold up. This is what's wrong with this generation.
Yeah.
Because I said, no, you're a contributing member of society.
Yeah.
If you want to do something in public, just know that there are consequences to what you do in public.
Okay. Here's the thing. Safe space
is in your dorm room.
Yeah. It's in your house.
It's in your home.
Because, or like, it truly is a bathroom. No one should be photographed in a bathroom. We've all learned from that mistake. But if you're literally like walking on the sidewalk in a thong.
In front of 70,000 people.
And you weren't putting people, I kind of remember you posting about this. You weren't putting people's faces. You were just doing their outfits.
Also, if you're going out in public
people
at a
festival.
People are
going to see you anyway. Also, imagine being the Uber drivers, driving all those people in thongs with sweaty dust butt.
It's butt dust.
Butt dust, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Well, I just had such an epiphany. I was like, oh my God, I could go on a tangent right now, but I couldn't believe, concerts and festivals are not a safe space. You're out in public. You're a contributing member of society.
Yeah.
If you want to do acid and take off all your clothes, you do that in the privacy of your own home. The fact that like, it's like these festivals are like a lawless place is bullshit.
Well, here's the thing. I get like the people going for the experience and wanting to like, to them it is like their mini vacation. They can do whatever. It's like
right. Free, live your truth. No
society.
Judgment there.
But the woman shouldn't have like given you shade for like posting on your Instagram because at the end of the day, everyone's on their phone. So you could be in the background of your phone and you could be doing that. And it's like, whatever, who cares?
Also, this guy was clearly like losing his mind on acid. He was having a bad trip. But I'm just like, again, where are the rules?
So where would you do acid?
Right. Where would I do acid?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe a graveyard. Just to like really have a moment.
So I haven't experimented with acid. And I've had a bunch of friends ask me before. I've been to Coachella or too many times. I tried to get you to come. I couldn't get you the free ticket. If anyone out there has free tickets to Coachella next year, Heather McMahon is accepting
them. I think I should
do
my bachelorette at Coachella.
I would love that.
Because I've never been.
Yeah. Oh my God, that would be amazing.
But I'm going to have the fanny pack full of like wet wipes.
Yeah, didn't you have like a first aid kit?
Yeah, I basically had a first aid kit. And you know what? One lady needed a Band-Aid. Another lady needed a tampon. Another lady needed a wet wipe.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I came prepared.
You were prepared. Yeah, no, I've been asked before and I've always thought about it because I don't like being that out of control. That's not for me.
Right.
Like, I'll get down with like the vape pen here or there, but I'm not about that, like acid life. And I thought about it and so I was like, Ray, would you ever do it and where would you do it? And I said, I'd need to be in a controlled space.
Right.
With no sharp corners and an air conditioner.
Absolutely.
Because if I'm sweating and think I'm going to die from heat exhaustion, like it's over for me.
I would like a nice stocked fridge, every kind of beverage.
Yes.
I would like gelato, like fresh gelato.
I think I want it to look like Kim and Kanye's like guest lounge. Cause you know, they have like all white, cloudy, soft spaces for their babies. That's what I would want.
Yeah.
And all the beverages.
And then the Restoration Hardware dream couch.
Yes.
The cloud.
The cloud. Sorry, the cloud. The cloud. The cloud.
I want to
okay,
lay.
Here's the thing about the cloud.
Okay.
Let's talk about it really quick. The cloud is the most comfortable couch, but it looks fucking terrible.
It does look terrible.
Like the pillows on the back, you have so many friends of design. What do they think about? It looks like a floppy pancake.
Well, the problem is the bottom cushions keep sliding off.
Right.
And you just spent, what, $20,000 on a...
So much. Remember when you were shopping for your New York apartment and you were like, I'm going to the Restoration Hardware outlet. And I was like, okay, babe, well, like, let me know if you get anything. And you showed up and couches were still 15 grand.
Yeah, and I called you like shaking with anger.
Yes. You were like, I thought I was going to get a deal, Ray.
Didn't get a deal.
It's not happening.
See, I'm still a deals kind of gal.
Oh, I'll always go to an outlet.
Yes, we love outlets.
Okay, so are you up
That's why we love the Valley.
That's why we love the Valley. We love a deal. Are you up on, you watched the season of Real Houses of Beverly Hills, right?
Of course.
Or no, New York. It was New York. So on the season of New York, we love the houses. If you don't love the Housewives, I think.
Like just whatever. Go on and follow.
Yeah, goodbye. Anyways, there was a scene where like Bethany and I think Sonia are going to see that crazy art guy with all the parrots.
Yes.
We have to talk. We haven't even talked about this yet in person.
Yeah.
And they're in deep Brooklyn. Now, I don't know a lot about New York. I've only been a couple times, so I don't really know how it works. I'll text my friend sometimes being like, hey, do you have like grocery stores? Like, I don't know how it works there. Like, I've texted my friend Mary being like, what's it like to buy produce there?
I'll tell you what it's like. It's a shit show. And then you got to get in a cab or get on the subway.
That's what I'm saying. How do you carry your groceries?
Yeah. If you don't live right around the corner from a grocery store, you have to literally get in a cab. And it's fucking hell.
No, that's disgusting. Okay, yeah. So anyways, they're driving out to deep Brooklyn somewhere. That's what they called it. I don't know what it means.
And you realize they were just across the water in like Williamsburg.
Right,
so.
And she's like, wait, Bethany freaks out. Now, Bethany has, what, $250 million? She's like, wait, Sonia, are we going to be by the outlets? And Sonia's like, yeah, I think so. And then all of a sudden they drive by a Costco. And she's like, is that a Costco? And she flips out. And I said, that's the kind of rich bitch I'm going to be. I'm still going to love a Costco.
Always.
Always.
I have never been impressed. Like when people show up with like their fancy handbags and their fancy shit, I'm not impressed because as a larger lady, I was never able to buy the designer
Same.
Stuff. So for me now that they're like, oh, now designers are like, you know, inclusive or whatever. I'm like, whatever, you know, Prada. I don't give a shit. Well, Prada will never be inclusive.
Yeah, they'll never be inclusive. They're not for us.
No, they're not for us. But like, I just have always thrived on a bargain.
Yeah.
I love a Banana Republic. I love a Gap. I love, you know, yeah. I love the Old Navy. Old Navy is my favorite store ever.
Yeah.
Because guess what? The shit's great and it fits and it lasts forever.
I was never an Old Navy person except for 4th of July. I love the Old Navy t-shirt. I buy it every year. I
it's
have
the
one.
Best.
I have it every year iteration with the flag and I post about it. It's my jam. They're $2. It can't get more American than that. They're wearing a t-shirt made in Taiwan. I'm just saying.
And guess what? They just get softer and softer.
As you wash.
There are other t-shirts out there on the market that we've all had forever, and they're never as soft as the Old Navy 4th of July shirt.
That's correct. But I was more of an American Eagle kid. I was like one of those like in the closet homos who I went to private school, so I wasn't allowed to wear clothes. Like
right, I was a uniform kid too.
Yeah, uniform. But we would have like...
It's like a spirit day where you could wear whatever you wanted.
But you had to pay $2. The Catholic school would charge you $2 for free
dress. It was tithing.
It was
tithing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And I would always get a new outfit from American Eagle. And my sister was an Old Navy gal. And she's a bigger girl, too. And so it makes sense. So I have the allegiance to the Old Navy.
Absolutely.
But.
And they're all American. To me, I just feel like my dream is to be like an Old Navy commercial with a golden retriever. And just like, you know, you're just like by the lake.
I get that. I get the golden retriever. But you're not going to do it for the Frenchies?
Oh, I would do it for the Frenchies, yeah. But, you know, I feel like every Old Navy commercial has like a golden retriever or like a chocolate yeah. lab. Just very all-American.
Yeah. 100%.
Anyways, I digress. But, I mean, we've just been through a lot of periods in our life together.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things you helped me do was understand and be comfortable with who I was. And, like, without you, I don't know if I would have come out to my parents.
It, oh,
like,
my God, don't say
so,
that.
I know, it's so crazy. But it took me a long time to, like, accept who I was. I grew up so religious, and it just, like, was so fun. And then I think, so you helped me get through that, and then your dad passed away, yeah. which was, like, I was lucky enough to meet him, and he was an yeah. amazing guy. And I think that that was just, like, I knew I just had to be there for you, and it really helped us,
right?
I think. Because also at the end of the day, you and I have always been able to get so real, but then laugh a second later.
Yeah, we kind of move through things, mm-hmm. and people always ask me, like, how do you deal with grief? I'm like, you have to own it, mm-hmm. you have to honor the moment, and then you have to move through it,
yeah.
and you have to let it go. You yeah. have to release it. But that's the thing is, like, that's why when I met you, I said, this is an old soul friend. Yeah. Like, I feel like we've known each other in many previous lives before.
Yeah. So we got to figure out how we're going to be the Oprah and Gail. Well, this is the thing, that we're two Oprahs.
I know.
So not only do we have to reinvent the wheel, we have to do it twice.
So maybe we have to find a Gail.
Yeah.
Maybe we have, it's like the double Oprah show, and then we find some, like, yeah, you know, yeah. yeah, it's a quieter Gail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, Gail's still fabulous.
But. She's absolutely fabulous.
I know.
But I don't like being the support person. I yeah. like being the lead, yeah. as do you.
Do you ever watch Gail? Doesn't she have her own show now?
She's on a morning show. She's fabulous.
You know, I can't
actually, you know what? Gail actually is doing it right, because she has to do half the work and still gets to go on the yacht.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was smart.
She was actually so
she's smart.
She's smart.
She figured it out.
Yeah, and then she, like, you know, goes into her CBS show, like, does her little thing. And then she's like, oh, guess what? Oprah's going to pick me up for lunch.
Why does CBS have all the money?
I don't know.
Like, truly. I mean,
if they want to put me on their network, I'm ready to go.
I am here for a sitcom on CBS. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Say what you want. Don't win the awards, but make that money.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, those people are just really rolling in it.
I think going back to what you said, though, about us just being in these, like, very intense moments of our life, don't you feel, though, that, like, we're like-minded people?
Yeah.
And I think as I get older, I find myself being very quick to look at somebody or meet somebody and go, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I give everybody, like, 10 chances.
Yeah.
But I just, when I met you, I was like, this is an honest person, because you yeah. have an honest heart, an honest soul, and it's just authentic, and it's so refreshing to be around. Like, when we hang out yeah. together, we laugh yeah. in a deep place. Like, I laugh actually in my colon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, yes. it's that far deep yes. in my body.
Yeah, we have a good time. You know what else, too, I think it is that we were both raised by stubborn Sagittariuses.
Oh, yes.
Your mom and my dad have the same birthday.
Sassy Sagges.
Yeah.
Well, you're a sassy Sag.
Well, I am too. But your mom and my dad literally have the same birthday, and they're like a couple years apart. And they're both like cut you down,
yeah.
but like say the funniest thing.
Yeah.
And you're just like, and that's how I think we go through everything.
And that's the thing too. That's why I think it would be great in like the entertainment business, because people will sometimes say like, oh God, your mom's savage. I'm like, no. I respect and honor it. I hate fluffy bullshit people.
Yeah.
I like people to be real. Like my yeah. mom would, I was in the homecoming court, like eighth grade, and I'm walking down the aisle, like at the gym,
okay.
you know, and my mom's yelling, suck it in, stick them out, like suck in my tummy, stick out my tit. She's
oh
like,
my God.
Posture, Heather. And you know what? She's my biggest fan at the end of the day.
Yeah, she is.
So for me, when people don't give it to me straight, I don't really know how to handle it. I like, you'll tell me, like Ray's been like, bitch, that outfit is so bad. Take it off.
Oh my
you know
God,
you look
loafers,
better in blue.
I'll never forget those loafers. I hope you burn them.
My lesbian loafers.
Your lesbian loafers. That was a trend for a while, you guys. It needs to die.
Right.
If you're still out there rocking those loafers, and Heather had the Fucci ones, they were the fake ones from DSW
Target.
Or
yeah.
something.
Mm-hmm.
It was
love DSW.
It was heinous.
Yeah, Ray just like keeps it very real with me, but that's the kind of criticism that I react well to.
Yeah, like you have a beautiful thin ankle, and then mm-hmm. you put this ugly mule on your foot. It was
wasn't right.
It was like putting a toe ring on a beautiful set of feet. You know what I mean? Like you just don't do it.
I get complimented about my feet a lot, which is very weird. Wiki feet?
Have you heard of that?
No, tell me more.
So wiki feet, I don't know much about it because I'm not a foot person.
I don't understand that.
I don't like it. I like put a sock on. It's like this whole like, it's like Wikipedia, but it's feet. And people can go and search celebrities, normal people's feet. And all these people with fetishes like go and post photos of like feet. And like, it's just wild.
I've
and they rate them and it's crazy.
God, there's something for everybody on the internet.
There truly is.
I get stopped a lot by gentlemen who are like, I love your feet. I think it's because I always have immaculate pedicures.
Yeah.
But my foot is actually, I mean, it's a 10, but it's like a 10 wide. So it doesn't really look that big because it's not very long, but it's just like a block of cheese. Like my toes go straight across.
Oh, that's nice.
No. It looks like actually just a cube of sharp cheddar in a shoe. But for some reason, guys are into
it. They're into it.
But I never really understood the foot thing. Like, I don't want to suck on your toes. However, I have a friend who I'm no longer friends with because she would freak the fuck out if I took off my socks. I'm not going to, like, go and put my feet on your pillow.
Person?
Yeah. I'm not going to go and put my feet on your pillow. But she
crazy.
She would lose her mind if I took my socks off, like, anywhere in her house.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible. Just relax. You know what I was going to say? You said you'd never suck a toe, but you said one of the most wild things I've ever heard you say a while back. And you said, I don't care. I'm not into shit, but I would let Jon Snow take a dump on my chest.
I did.
When you said that, I was like, wow.
I said, I'm not into fecal matter.
Yes, that's what you said.
Okay, here's the thing. We all have that friend who always is trying to, like, push the boundaries sexually. You know, who's always like,
people.
Oh, you don't do that. You don't do that. I'm like, no, I don't have somebody pee on me or you know.
No, I'm not into one.
Do number two. I don't even want to say it. I don't even want to say it out loud because I don't understand that. My brain doesn't work that way. If that's your thing, you do you. I just hope you don't get E. coli. You know what
I'm
saying?
You're kind of lucky because you've been in a relationship for so long. I mean, you're about to marry Jeff any moment now.
Yeah.
So you haven't had those weird questions, right? You haven't had, like, dudes be like, can I?
Oh, no, I still get creeps on the internet
all the
time. Well,
on the internet, but it's never happened, like, while you're hooking up with somebody.
I mean, oh, God. Do I want to go down this road? I lived a life before Jeff. I'll just say that.
But that was years and years ago.
Yes, it was years ago. But now the kids, it's like you can't even go on a date with somebody without them, like, peeing on you later. What's happened?
I don't know. You're telling me. I literally live this life.
But Kit Harington, I mean, Jon Snow, he is so beautiful. And I know he's only, like, 4'11". Like, he would only come up to my tits, which could actually be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be a good time.
But I did say, I said, you know what? I'm not into, like, anybody pooping on me. But he's the only one where I'd be like, you know what? Let's give it a spin. You know what? I'm open to the idea.
And if that's all he wanted.
Right. Oh, God. I mean, in the back of my mind, I'd be like, this is fucking gross and I'm not into it. But I'd also be like, you know, just all you got to say is, like, you're my queen. And then I'd just be like, all right, go for it. Yeah, but it's always like a Brittany. It's always a girl named Brittany in the group who always pushes the boundaries. Who's always just says it. Like, you could be out at lunch at, like, Panera Bread and she'll say, so what, you're telling me you don't put, like, Coke bottles in your butt? And you're like, no.
See, that's the other thing I think that you and I both can agree on is, like, we're very non-judgmental in the terms of, like, we're open to trying a lot.
Yeah, do your
but
thing.
But there's a time and a place to talk about stuff.
Yes.
And the people that like to push the boundaries, they're doing it for show.
Right.
I remember I had a good friend one time and you were like, everything she does is for show. And then I started picking up on it. And I'm like, oh, she doesn't actually believe any of this bullshit. She's just saying it to say it.
Right.
And then I was like, I'm done. Like, anytime she came home with a crazy story about, you know, sexual stuff or, like, whatever. I was like, you're lying. I just can't deal with you.
It's a time and a place.
A time and a place. And
yes. You can tell me anything you want. Yeah. We're together. We're having a coffee. Tell me all the things you put in your butt or whatever you did.
Or, like, let's talk about it. Like, hey, all the kids are trying this thing.
Yeah, break it down for me.
What do we think?
Right. But if we're sitting at a friend's baby shower.
No.
Inappropriate. Claire. Inappropriate. Brittany. No, I'm kidding. Just these crazy white women, I swear to God. So, Ray, a part of our podcast is we have callers call in, and they tell us an absolutely not.
Okay.
So we're going to listen to a couple of the voicemails now, and we're just going to give our feedback. Now, it might be life questions. It might be love questions. It could be anything.
Okay.
But is there particularly anything in your life right now that's an absolutely not, like a red flag that you see out in the mean streets, and you're like, this is just an absolutely not?
An absolutely not. You know what is an absolutely not for me?
What?
Truly is... Not to be sad, but this has recently to do with my grandma passed away this year, and I, like, really have a soft spot for old people. It is an absolutely not when I see someone trying to take advantage of an old person.
Amen.
At a coffee shop or being impatient with them at a grocery store. Because guess what? They were young 50 years ago, and they were going just as fast as we were, but they're still trying to make it out here. So it's an absolutely not for me when I see people disrespecting the older generation without a purpose.
Right.
Now, if the old guy slipped you off and spit in your face, go for it.
if he ran over your entire family on the sidewalk...
if he's just taking a second to dig through his wallet for change, get in another line.
Right.
I just can't.
But see, that really speaks to your character because you and I, we are always fight for the underdog.
Yeah. Yes.
We can't handle the
underdog.
It.
And see, now I feel
it's also very Asian of you to say that too. Very Chinese.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
To care about the old people?
Well, no, because that's a whole thing. Like, we've even talked about this. So, yeah. Like, it's, like, embedded in that culture that people take care of their family and you respect the elders. And when I see these kids out in the street and they're telling their grandmother to go fuck themselves or whatever, just disrespect.
It's wild.
Well, listen, since not to be sad, like you said, but since I lost my dad, I kind of said, wow, you can't get back time with people.
No.
So if I can tell anybody anything, you have a grandparent, go sit on the couch with them. Listen to their stories.
Yeah.
My dad was young when he passed, and there's still so many things I wish I could have learned and known. But, like, you know, people these days, I don't think they respect the elderly like they should.
Yeah, but also just, like, it doesn't cost you anything just to get in another line or, like, move around them or, like, you know, like, just give them a second or ask them, hey, what are you looking for at the coffee shop?
Right.
Can I help you get it?
Right.
Because I guarantee it'll be faster. I can't. I see it all the time, especially in LA, because we're always on the go, 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 go. And I'm just like, let that person take a break.
Right.
It's fine. So I just can't with that. And I can, you know what? I'm going to throw it back. I also can absolutely not to the lesbian mule on a straight, beautiful woman. It is not a look.
Okay.
It's not for any of you.
Okay.
I've seen it on you. I've seen it on my other friends. I've seen it on lesbians. And even then, I don't love it. It's just, it's not for me.
You know what?
You know what it is? I think I might have PTSD from a woman that I used to work for. She loved an ugly mule.
Right.
And maybe I'm just triggered by it.
I think you are triggered by it. But I'm going to let that be your fight to fight as somebody who is not a member of the LGBTQ and sometimes why? Because you never know.
Yeah.
Community, that's going to be your...
I got to take down the mule.
You got to take down the mule.
And you got to free Britney.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to support you 100%.
Yeah.
Because I'm here and we love everybody. We're not exclusive. We're inclusive.
You're going to see me in a couple months, wherever we're at. And you know how people are burning the bras? I'm going to be burning mules.
Burning mules.
I can't.
Because you know what? You're just trying to help a sister out.
I am. I really am.
Okay. Now we're going to get to a couple calls.
All right. Let's
do it. Here we go.
Oh my God. I love it. Let's do it.
Wow. Hotline is so 90s and so great. Thank you for this.
Love a hotline.
My question is three qualities, I mean, can be four, that are like requirements for your mate. Like, what is a must have? And maybe include like some like don't need to's. I mean, we know you found your Italian stallion, but the rest of us haven't, and we're all just trying to get by.
I love that.
Thanks. That's a great question.
Great. Thank you for your question. Did we catch your name?
I think Megan.
Okay. We think Megan. So if that's you, Megan, thank you for calling in. Thank you for that question. Listen, finding a mate is not easy.
I haven't found one. So. No,
you know what?
But he's coming.
He is coming.
He is coming, like Jesus.
Yes, amen. I told Ray I really want to take him to Israel this year.
I said, absolutely yes.
We need to go to the Holy Land to find you a holy man.
Well, and you know, now like Tel Aviv's the new like gay Mecca. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And you could find a guy who's like, you know, like spiritual.
Well, and you know, I kind of love a Middle Eastern man.
Oh, don't we all? Why do you think I went the Italians dying?
Yeah.
So to answer your question, we believe, Megan, three qualities. Here was my thing. Even my boyfriends before, I'm physically attracted. Oh, this is going to sound fucked up. To guys who remind me of my dad, but I had a great relationship with him. Is that weird?
No, but I mean, it's what everyone says. So it's like...
I like tall, dark, and handsome, and I like a beard and chest hair.
Yeah.
So physically, I like facial hair and chest hair. I don't like smooth men. I don't know how to relate to that. Like, I mean, I'm smooth.
Yeah.
But I just don't... I like men. I'm a lumbersexual is what somebody actually classified me as.
Yeah,
said, Heather, you identify as a lumbersexual. You like men who look like lumberjacks.
Yeah, correct.
When Jeff wears a flannel and a fitted hat, row.
Yeah.
It's like on and popping. But personality-wise, I like somebody with a kind spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been attracted to like really the like the loudest guy in the room.
No.
No, I don't. I like somebody with a kind spirit, great sense of humor, and they have to be smart.
Yes.
Because I'm smart, but I'm also can be like I can be a very big ding-dong.
Yeah.
You know, in the best way.
What I'm attracted to is someone who's smart in the things I'm not smart in.
Right.
And I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Because it's like you're smart in certain things and then you need that other person who can help you with the other stuff.
Like we've been looking at apartments in New York and Jeff literally sends me a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet. And I just like, babe, give me the address. I'll just Google it.
It literally like, you know, when we go to a workout and it's so tough and it takes everything out of you.
Right.
That's what I think about when I think about making a spreadsheet.
Yes.
It takes everything out of me.
I told you this morning on our way in, I said, how do I add a date to my Google calendar? And you said, Heather, you need to get an old school planner.
Because I knew you'd never do it on your phone.
I don't know how.
You're Joan.
I am Joan.
Remember her book?
Yes.
And she'd pencil it in?
Yes. That's me.
That's going to be you. I told you, you just need to get a nice pencil. I'll buy you one.
Yeah.
We'll go to Staples in the Valley.
Oh my God. We'll go to Staples in the Valley and I'll have an orgasm because the smell of paper is so rich and so like luxurious.
Yeah.
But to Megan, to answer your question, I think you got to find somebody who is, you love their heart. I know that sounds so cheesy, but listen, there's a lot of thoughty guys out there on Instagram.
Yeah.
When I met Jeff, he walked into a bar and I said out loud before he'd even opened his mouth, I said, that's who I'm going to marry.
Yeah.
And that sounds crazy, but I said it. I literally turned to my friend and go, that's who I'm going to marry. And we met through a mutual friend. And then the rest of the night we chit-chatted and he told me I was the first person he had ever heard things about. And then when we met, I lived up to all the expectations. He said, aww, you're the first person I met that I said, wow, she's all those things that people said.
Do you also remember what he said though?
What did
like years later, he was like, you what? Called me crying, I think. And you were like, he said, I thought I was going to marry a brunette.
Yes. No, this was like a year ago. And he said, and I turned to him in the kitchen. And I said, Jeff, did you ever think you were going to be with like a buxom hot blonde from the South? And he, just a typical guy, responded, he's like, you know, honestly, Heather, I've just figured she'd be like some brunette Italian girl. I didn't really think about it. And I was like, what? Like, I wanted him to have this moment where he'd be like, babe, I couldn't get any better than this. And he was like, I don't know. I just figured I'd be with some like brunette from down the street. I was like, you fucker. Literally called Ray like, can you believe this? But yeah, I think you have to just find somebody who makes you laugh and giggles with you, because that's the thing. When Jeff and I are together, we giggle.
Yeah.
Giggle is different than laughing. It's like what Ray and I do.
Yeah.
We giggle.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite is when you are like trying to wake Jeff up in bed and he's like fully passed out and you're just laughing your ass off. And he rolls with it. He knows what you're doing. He's doing it. He'll do a funny voice and you guys have the best time.
Listen, I always say give people the benefit of the doubt, even if you're not necessarily like immediately physically attracted to somebody. I think character and humor goes way beyond looks.
Yeah.
Because you can always spruce them up. Somebody can always get new teeth, you know?
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, I don't have a partner, but I can reflect back on some of the hookups I've had.
Right.
And sometimes the best hookups aren't the hottest guys you've been with.
Right.
It's the ones where you're like, wow, that was just great personality chemistry vibe.
And ladies, I will tell you this right now. The man has to be way more in love with you. And trust me, I love Jeff more than anything in this world. But my mom taught me that a long time ago. She's like, these girls who go after these guys who really aren't like that crazy about them. And this goes for gentlemen too.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that that other person is obsessed with you.
Yeah.
You're kind of stalkerish.
Yeah.
Like Jeff may or may not skin me and wear me one day, you know?
Yeah.
But that's, guess what? A healthy relationship. All right, let's go to the next question.
Hi, my name is Sydney Brunswick, and my absolutely not is when I'm at the gym trying to, you know, work on my fitness, he's my witness, and there's some young, skinny little bitches there because they're 21 years old or younger and have a steady diet of vodka and one cocaine meal a day. Mm-hmm. And all they're doing is like butt workouts and ab workouts. And all they're doing is sticking their ass out and like their crop shirts and too tight of pants and their butts hanging out. I just cannot.
Wow.
Bye, Heather. I love you.
Wow.
Wow. Love you, Sydney. With Sydney, I think.
Jenny.
Jenny. Sorry, Jenny.
You know what? I have one friend named Jenny, and I never ever meet other Jennies. So,
yeah.
Jenny, thanks for calling in. Okay. One, love the specific details. Two, I can imagine, because you kind of sounded out of breath, that you were actually on the elliptical at the gym going about like 1 mile an hour, just staring at the Tatianas, so pissed. And I just want you to know, I love the real-time phone call. That really brought me joy to my heart. Here's the thing. When I go to the gym, I'm dressed like somebody who just escaped a women's prison. I like a bulky tee. I like, you know, I basically look like I'm in an orange jumpsuit. I am not dressed to impress anyone. When I'm in the zone and I'm sweating, I want nobody to pay attention to me. So I feel you when, you know, it's intimidating going to the gym and you have these women or guys or whatever. It's just like, it's a show. But this is what you have to do. You have to let them have their moment and just know that every time you walk into whatever place that you love, that's your moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let
right.
them, that's their safe space. Just fucking give it to them. If that's all they got, you know, if you probably went up to her and you're like, hey girl, can you show me how to use that, you know, squat machine? And she'd probably like not be able to form a sentence.
Right.
Just know that that's her space. That's all she's got.
Yeah. That's all she has.
That's all she has.
I want to be the kind of person
who
they say the only place Ray has is a gym. Cause then, you know, I'll just be so fucking thin.
Right. You're cooler than that.
I know. I'll never have that.
What have I always said? The day that somebody comes up to me and they say, hey, are you okay? Because I've lost weight, but it's never been where it's ever been like shocking where
you're
like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They're always just like, did you do something to your hair? Or like, you look a little less puffy. That's what I get. Like, you haven't been drinking. Are you like not swollen? The day that you come up to me and you're like, babe, I'm concerned. I'm going to be like, I'm so
I've made it.
Thin.
I like did have a dramatic weight loss at one point. Like, and it was like.
During your juice cleanse.
During my juice. Well, but also then I just like didn't eat for a while. I did the mm-hmm. Hollywood diet of like, you just don't eat.
Right.
And I lost a lot, like half of my body, not half my body weight, but at least 30%. And people came up to me like, you've never looked better in your whole life. This is exactly who the person you need to be. It's everything and all this stuff. And you were just radiating. And then I gained all that weight back. Uh-huh. And so now when people are like, oh my God, you look amazing. I'm like, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah. But you know what?
But I know. I know who's lying, and right. I know who's telling the truth.
Right. And at the end of the day,
doesn't
I've been
matter.
Fat and happy, and I've been thin and hungry. I'd rather be fat and happy and live my best life.
Amen.
And we're PHAT.
Yeah.
You
we
know?
Are.
Pretty
and also, content. Like, this is what I always like to say. I'm like Oprah. The weight goes up and down without the $1 billion, but I'll get there.
Yes. And then I won't care if I'm on my 600-pound life, because guess what? I'll be sitting on that Restoration Hardware cloud couch that costs $15,000, and I won't ever have to leave my home.
No.
So joke's on you.
Joke's on me.
But you know what? Jenny, don't let the ladies at the gym bother you, and maybe go up and strike up a conversation. Maybe get out of your comfort zone and say, hey, girl, teach me your ways. But I mean, I hear you on the absolutely nots there, but... you know, gym rats are gym rats. So you got to just let them be in their safe space.
Yeah, let them do it.
Okay, we're going to have time for one last question with Ray, and then we'll let you get out of here. So
thank you.
Let's go for one last voicemail.
My girlfriend wants me to ask you a question.
Oh, here we go.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay. Nothing makes me happier when the straight dudes either slide my DMs or come up to me in person. And it's always like, they're kind of like ashamed.
Yes.
Or like embarrassed. And they're like, hey, okay, this is like so fucking embarrassing. My girlfriend, Cheryl. And I'm like, what's your name? They're like, what's up? I'm Dylan. She fucking loves you. Like, I don't get it. But it's always, I don't get it. Or the husbands are always on board.
Yes.
The boyfriends are like, I'm not getting my dick sucked right now because, like, we're always watching your videos. I'm like, and I immediately go, Dylan, I am so sorry. And I make eye contact and I put my hand on their shoulder just to be like, Dylan, I hear you. You're seen. You're heard. I feel you.
Immediately when I heard his voicemail, he said, my girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
I literally did the air quotes to you because I was like, does this guy have a girlfriend?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
does this one have a girlfriend?
Does this one have a girlfriend?
I don't think he does.
Let me go through like all my blocked DMs and I'm probably like, Dylan 175, show me your titties, bitch. I love that though.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Also,
he sounded like he was out at a bar.
He was fully out at a bar.
Yeah.
He was going through the stories and he's like, I'm just going to call and see if this thing works.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I will say, ladies, do me a favor. If you lay in bed and it's your ritual every night to like watch my stories or to like, you know, you send me messages, be with your man first and then wait till he falls asleep. Unless your man loves to watch it together, because that's the only hate mail I get is dudes being like, I haven't had sex in a week. Because Lindsay loves to watch your videos and I need some loving. So just do me a favor so we all stay positive. Make sure it's in, you know.
And here's a little secret to Heather's love life.
Yeah.
She never puts her phone down except for when she's getting it on with Jeff.
Yes.
And then she's immediately back on that phone trying to wake him up, tickle his titties.
Yeah.
Like just that's when I know like it has happened.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because that was such a shitty question. Let's do one
last more.
Yeah.
We can do another one.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, longtime listener, first time caller.
Love that.
She's professional.
Oh, by the way, this is Jessica, born and raised ATL.
Yes.
First question is, are the cats moving to New York?
Great question.
Second
question. I'm sure it's absolutely not, but can I get an invite to the wedding? My husband's a phenomenal dancer.
Thank you.
That was sweet. I also liked how clear...
Yes.
Direct. She had written those questions down and then called in.
You know what? Where she
and
was.
And I appreciate
she
it.
She was in the bathroom at work.
Oh, my
she
God.
Like, hello. Yeah. I actually work at Bank of America, and I just wanted to come in here. Like, very professional. Yes.
I love that. I love when you're listening to the radio. I still listen to the radio, and you can tell that someone's at their desk.
Yes.
And they won the prize, and they're like,
I won.
And they were spraying, it's the best. That was Jessica.
So, Jessica, thank you for that wonderful question. And I love somebody who, is invested in my cats. Because there are two types of people in this world. There are cat people who are just cat and dog people, because all cat people love dogs. And then there's just dog people who say the most awful things about cats.
And I am the latter.
You are the latter, and that's okay.
That's
but
okay.
I just feel like we need to dog people.
But I'm warming up.
Inclusive.
I'm warming up to it because of you. I have a couple friends who have cats now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a cat who... zooms around and jumps on your head. I can't deal with that. But a cat that, like, just...
So a cat on Adderall? I've never had a cat jump on my head.
Right? Oh, I have a very good friend who you know, and I don't want to name her name, but she has a cat that has jumped on my head every single time I've been to her house. Okay. It's like it can tell that I don't like cats.
Oh, cats pick up on energy immediately.
And he's bitten me, and he's scratched me and jumped on my head. But, like, with at your house,
you
I
You realize she told him right before you came over. She's like, fuck him up.
Yeah. Also, one time I was house-sitting for this person, and I was fully asleep in her bed. And I never sleep well when I'm sleeping in someone else's bed. It's just not for me. And my arm was hanging off the bed, and the cat came by and licked my elbow in the middle of the night. Never been more traumatized. Never.
Well, Jessica, to answer your question, no, the cats are not going to come with me.
Oh, you're not taking Delta?
No, I can't because Jeff's, like, allergic, and he grew up with cats. Let me tell you real quick. I knew I really loved Jeff the moment he called me, the day his sweet cat Whiskers died. His cat lived, like, be 22.
Oh, that's a long time.
Jeff, this happened, like, 3 years ago. Jeff calls me. He's sobbing on the phone as if, like, the entire village has been murdered situation, and he's like, babe. Whiskey's just died. And in that moment, my heart could not have been bigger. And I just said, babe, this is like when a man cries over a cat specifically, you just know that they have a heart of gold. Mm-hmm. So I'm very pro cat friendly. No, the cats are going to stay with Robin because Jeff is unfortunately now super allergic. And when you are living in, like, you know, 300 square feet in New York, I actually want people to come over to my apartment, like, hang out.
Yeah.
It's different. I don't even want to have a dog in New York because it's not fair. I really don't think it's fair.
Also, like, love you to death, but I can't see you waking up at 6 a.m. to go outside in the freezing cold to let that dog pee.
No.
It's not for you.
Eventually we'll get one, but I don't think right now. So, no, the cats are staying at Robin's. And what was the second question?
Oh, can she be invited to the wedding? Her husband's a great dancer.
You know what?
I'm sorry, Jessica, I'm going to answer this one for Heather. It's a tight guest list, okay?
It's a tight guest list, but I might just get a wild hair up my ass and do a raffle and just say, you know what? Come. If you can make it, if you can do it, let's go.
Can you imagine? It would be like...
Like getting to the Iron Throne.
Yeah, yeah. Slash Oprah's Dream Vacation. Remember when she did those Dream Vacations?
Do not give me that much credit. No, like, do not give me that much credit at all. Yeah, girl, I'll put you on the short list for sure. And if we get a cancellation from, like, a weird family member who, like, we don't really want to be there in the first place, you're coming. So don't you worry.
Yeah.
Ray, thank you so much for being here. I like to end every episode with just an absolute yes, which is a positive. And my absolutely yes is absolutely yes to our wonderful friendship. I adore you. Thank you for being a light in my life. Thank you for being there for me when I've gone through hard times and good times. And at the end of the day, we have been through so much in the last 5 years that most people endure in a friendship over a lifetime. So my absolute yes is I want everybody to call a friend that they just hold very dear to them. And I just want you to call them and say, thank you. And I love you. Cause I don't think we say thank you to people enough.
We do not. We do not.
Do you have an absolute yes you want to end on?
Oh, you just took it. That one was great. I don't think I could take it from you. I think just absolutely yes to being a real friend.
Yeah.
You have, not only have we had a great friendship, but you've been a real friend in the sense where you've told me things that I didn't want to hear, knowing that I'd probably get a little mad, but that I needed to fucking hear it.
You know what?
And truly, I've recently adopted that policy with a couple friends, and I think it's changed it in the best way. Because if they're a real friend, they'll hate you for a second, but love you for the rest of your life.
Right, because they know it because it comes from a good place.
Yeah, so absolutely yes to real friends.
All right, y'all, you have heard it first here on the Absolutely Not podcast with my dear friend, my man of honor in my wedding, Raymond Padilla. Thanks for coming on, sweetie.
Oh my God, I love you.
Y'all, have a fabulous day. And remember, live your truth.
Love and light.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.